to CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Daniel Braz. The PWHL started its first ever postseason this week, and Montreal's women's hockey team has qualified for the playoffs, competing against Boston for a spot in the finals. The first game in the best-of-five series will take place Thursday at 7 p.m. at Place Belle in Laval. Should the Montreal team make it through the semifinals, they will face off against either Toronto or Minnesota to crown the inaugural winner of the Walter Cup at the end of the month. On Tuesday, Canada's Competition Bureau announced that it would be opening an investigation into Lululemon over allegations of greenwashing in its marketing campaigns. Stand.earth, the nonprofit that filed the complaint with the board, claimed that the company's promises in its Be Planet campaign back in 2020 were contradicted by a 2022 impact report that outlined the results in relation to their climate benchmarks. The Competition Bureau did not give further comment on the status of the investigation, citing confidentiality reasons, and a spokesperson for Lululemon reiterated that the company remains committed to its plan for decarbonization. President Joe Biden announced on CNN's Aaron Burnett Out Front last night that should Israel move forward with a major invasion on Rafah, the United States would pause shipments on some offensive weapons such as smart bombs. The president stated in the interview that a major concern of the United States is that the Israelis would use these weapons in Rafah while there was no plan in place to evacuate the civilians currently there into a designated safe zone. The Israeli War Cabinet has yet to officially respond to President Biden's ultimatum at this time, but government officials have stated a broad position, both on and off the record, that Israel will continue to fight on with or without American aid. To hear more and to learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/.
Hello, goblins, ghosts, and ghouls. Welcome back to another episode of Deadbeats. I am your host, Pretty Dead Boy. This week is a very fun special episode because I have two wonderful guests with me here.
Hello.
What up?
You might recognize these voices if you used to listen to Mouse Party. So I guess today everybody is a goblin, ghost, and a ghoul, but also a mouse and a rodent. Mm-hmm.
Dead ones.
Dead ones.
Of course.
little ghost mice.
I really liked rodents. Your drawing you made to promote this show.
Like, thank
I,
excellent.
You.
Excellent.
Yeah. Little mice wearing sheet ghosts.
Yes. If you don't follow the show on Instagram, you could go see that and my other wonderful art creations that I make every week at Deadbeats Radio. Yes. Seamless plug.
Deadbeats Radio. Follow it.
Yes.
I follow.
Yeah.
I follow it too.
See? Recommend. Exactly. So the song that we just finished listening to was Bank Account by Yes Chef.
Which is literally DJ Slurp.
Yeah.
I was going to say excellent choice for a band today, I think, to start us off.
Yes. Because our wonderful DJ Slurp is a chef.
Yes, chef.
Yes, chef.
Do you say that a lot in the kitchen?
I used to have to at my old job, but like where I work now, it's pretty much relaxed.
So you say, could say yes, like, for daddy? Fun. Do you say that?
Oh my God, like... Not me, but I have heard other people say that. But I'm not going to go into it. It's tea. It's work tea.
Whoa. Oh. Wow.
Tune in next week for the work tea.
For the work tea.
On blast.
So coming up in this next little part, we have Wish You Were Here by Fresh, and then we have a new song, if I'm correct, by Cola, Keys Down If You Stay, and then another new song by Slowjoy, who I played a couple weeks ago, I think. This one is called King Cowboy, and yeah. You are listening to Deadbeats on CJLO 1690 AM.
Wish that you were here. The house is burning down and all these flames will burn my flesh. Had I got away, I would be here now when everything would be A-OK.
Edition. From May 9th to the 12th, you can catch screenings, artist talks, and showcases of the short films coming out of the Mel Hoppenheim School of Cinema. This year, the spotlight is on nonfiction, experimental, and genre films. There's also a focus on Canadian student short films and cinema from LGBTQ+ and BIPOC filmmakers. It's all happening in the Hall Building on Concordia's downtown campus and will culminate at the Festival Awards Ceremony at 7:30 p.m. on May 12th. For more information, follow Concordia Film Festival on Instagram.
Do you love hip-hop and R&B? Is your Thursday afternoon lacking groove? I'm DJ Samuel D. Roberts, and I got you covered. Listen to my show, Whip Appeal. I'll be playing hip-hop bangers, R&B slow jams, and everything in between from Canada and around the globe to groove up your Thursday afternoon. Listen to Whip Appeal, Thursdays at 2 p.m. CJLO 1690 AM.
Welcome back. Before the ad break, we've heard King Cowboy by Slowjoy. I don't know. I've been very into that artist lately with like the last song that I heard.
Excellent track.
Yes.
It was. Me when I'm a king cowboy.
Me when I'm a cowboy and a king. me when I'm the ruler of all the cowboys. So next, we have Green Day, but not once a song you probably know. This is from their first album.
Deep Cuts.
Green Day Deep Cuts. A song, Disappearing Boy, off of 1039/Smoothed Out Slappy Hours. Honestly, I think their first album is one of their best albums, but, you know, sometimes you peak with your first album, and that's what happens.
Not I mean, it's Shane, Tilly, Joe.
No.
Arm week. I actually went to an emo night this weekend with my partner, and they were playing like not the Green Day bangers. Like they were playing like the not bangers. Oh. I was like, just play
play what everyone wants to hear.
Play at least one My Chemical Romance song.
Oh, they were playing a lot of MCR.
I believe okay. it. Where was the emo night?
Cabaret Berlin, obviously.
Okay, I wouldn't fun. Go I've never Fuss. Been there for an emo
I've
night.
Never, I never want to go, despite being like the president of the Emo Boy Fan Club, the president and founder of the Emo Boy Fan Club.
Yeah. That's true.
The sole member. I've never been to an emo night because I feel like I would be so mad like the whole time.
Yeah, no, and honestly, you're kind of so right because I was pissed. Yeah. I was like, I had to go ask for them to play Pierce the Veil.
What
I was
the
like,
hell?
Excuse me.
Yeah.
This is my culture. Mind yeah. you, it was like a 45-year-old white guy, like DJ,
oh,
who
clearly yeah.
like would suck off every member of Blink 182.
Yeah, so he's a little different.
So that was the vibe.
Different okay. generation.
Yeah. But heard that Turbo House is having an emo night, but they're having a live band play wow. like the tracks, and you can sign up
oh, dude,
and go
all the
like
covers?
Live your fantasy of like singing in an emo band on stage, and like that's the best way to do emo night, I think.
Well, keep listening to the show, and we'll talk about that maybe when it comes closer. I'll give more details on that.
Yeah, I'll
that
send you the link.
Awesome. So, and then after that Green Day song, we have two other ones. We have 6 Foot Dugout Holes by If I Die First, who I played a bunch during our Metal March time because I've been obsessed with them. And then we have Silent Type by Detective Agency. And you are listening to Dead Beats on CJLO 1690 AM.
Love it.
Wow, great way to start. So the song that we just finished listening to was Silent Type by Detective Agency. Coming up in this next part, we have Wound Tight by Metz. This is a new song by them that was recommended to me by our lovely station manager, Cam.
I'm excited about this. Cam. I haven't heard this either, so I'm excited.
Shout out to everyone named good. Cam
yeah.
listening right now.
It's very good. Mm-hmm. And then we have Summer Breeze by Type O Negative.
Yeah.
Explain why you chose that.
Well, I chose this song because you played a track from Death Proof last mm-hmm. week, and I was like, I want to play a movie song too.
Very good.
This song plays at the beginning of I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
The original.
Mm-hmm.
Not the
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yes.
Okay,
we love her.
Yeah.
And then after that we have Evander by Tidal Fight, because I could not play a Tidal Fight with these two here, because if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't listen to
That's
Tidal
my favorite
Fight.
Band in the world. So.
Yeah, I agree.
It was your duty.
It was. It was my duty. I had to.
You said duty.
You already said poo poo pee pee.
You said Dookie earlier when we were talking about Green Day.
Oh.
I mean, yeah, understandably.
What do you mean?
Anyways, enough tomfoolery from us. You are listening to Deadbeats on CJLO 1690 AM. Hello again. So, very quickly, the song we just heard was Evander by Title Fight. Love the song, love this album, Last Thing You Forget. Coming up, we have Punch Me Harder by Superchunk, and then we have Jump Cut by Corridor, and then to end this part, we have Dry Heave by Tiger Really, who are from Vancouver, and I'm utterly obsessed with them. You know this, because I keep playing them over and over and over again. But you're going to have a good time listening to them. And you are listening to Dead Beats on CJLO 1690 AM.
Yeah. Together to bring you Womban, an all-female artist showcase to bring ovarian cancer awareness to the community and to raise money for Ovarian Cancer Canada on Friday, May 17th, 8 p.m. at the Jamaica Association of Montreal at 4065 Jean Talon West, Metro Namur. It's a free event, just donate. All funds going to Ovarian Cancer of Canada. For more info, 514-792-4775. This ad is sponsored by CJLO 1690.
Tune in to Fukubukuro on Saturdays at 8 p.m. for your weekly grab bag of music from Japan, East Asia, and everywhere else. Only on CJLO 1690 AM.
Welcome back. So, before the ad break, we heard Dry Heave by Tiger Really. And now we're getting towards the end of the show. We're almost there. We're basically there. So, coming up, we have Pup. Because, of course, I have to play. Yeah, I had to play with my favorite band with their song Mabu. And, you know, the way I start my show every time I have my anniversary is with their song DVP. And it is because on the first episode of Mouse Party, I called in to their show and asked them to play it. And if it wasn't for these two having their show, I wouldn't have mine.
Aww,
so
stop.
Full circle moment.
Well,
very fun, very cute.
I just wanted to say thank you for like inviting us today.
Yeah,
because
of
this was as much as like you being on our show back then meant to you, like, this means a lot to us.
Aww.
Yeah, it feels really nice to be back here. We love you. We should call in.
Yeah, you should.
We should call in.
Just come just call and harass me. It's fine.
Yeah.
You know, technically anybody can, I guess. I've never given out the number, but maybe I'll do that one of these days. Mm-hmm. So after Pup, we have Sorry Mom's new song that I'm so excited about. I kind of talked about it last week when I played Molly Sells Molly by the Seashore, because I said that this new song is reminiscent vibes of that one. This one is called But I'm a Quarterback, a reference to But I'm a Cheerleader.
Gay.
Natasha Lyonne. And
you name the one straight actor.
I know. RuPaul's
movie.
In it. Which Who's is that? Strange. No, literally.
That's Ryan loves RuPaul, actually.
Wow. Yeah, common knowledge.
Wow.
Love RuPaul.
Yeah, but the song's really good. It came out literally yesterday.
Amazing.
And then we have one last song. This one was Saz's choice. It is Finally. My Friends by Lower Town. Thank you nice. So much for listening this week. I hope you had a fun time with us. This has been Dead Beats on CJLO 1690 AM.
AM.
Meow.
Meow.